Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. I hope you are well as you listen. Our focus here on God Is will continue to be this scripture, Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 and 5. In verse 4, we read this, God sent forth His Son. Yesterday, we dealt with these two words in English, one word in Greek, sent forth. And we highlighted both the name God and Son. We've got all these words highlighted in our Bibles, and that is because these are glorious words of such deep meaning, but we will only be able to penetrate that meaning just a little as time, but especially human understanding, will allow. What we are going to explore will require us to do some thinking, as well as reading of other texts beyond Galatians 4, verse 4. We desire the Word of God because we want to know. We seek understanding of who God is. And we get to know and fall in love with the Lord through His Word. So we are not going to just meet together and sing some Christmas carols and have a kind of light devotional thought in the well-known Christmas story. Now that is all fine as far as it goes, but we want to push in a little further to see what the Holy Spirit can teach us beyond what we most often talk about in this season. So I hope you will come along with us now as we draw upon these insights, and do pray for me. Ask the Lord to give me His wisdom, discernment, and guidance so that I can teach well. Seriously, pray for me. And ask the Holy Spirit to illumine your mind and heart as well. Okay. When we talk about the nature of the relationship between God the Father and God the Son, we find great mystery. This leads us into the Trinity, and I have no problems admitting that I struggle to understand how God is one God existing in three persons. God the Father, God the Son, who is Jesus Christ, and God the Holy Spirit. Do you understand this? Can you adequately explain the Trinity to yourself, let alone to others? Well, if you've got the Trinity figured out, can you please send me an email or a letter and explain the intricacy of this to me? I will be grateful. This being said, there is truth we do understand about the relationship of God the Father and God the Son, and that is what I want to explore with you here. So let me get at this by reminding you of something I said at the end last time. It is crucial that we know and remember this. Jesus is God. While we have here the description in Galatians 4 of Jesus being sent into the world, born a baby and growing into manhood, we must never lose sight of the biblical fact that Jesus is God, and Jesus maintains His deity in His humanity. He is God in human form. Another way to say this is that Jesus is equal with God. Yet, Jesus humbled Himself to be subordinate to God the Father, while Christ lived as a man here on earth. And it is these two simultaneous truths. Jesus is equal with God, yet Jesus humbled Himself to be subordinate to God the Father, while Christ lived as a man here on earth. It is this truth that we will now begin to explore together. And we will start with Jesus being God. Jesus the Son is equal to God the Father. If you have your Bible handy, follow me over to the New Testament Gospel of John. So we will turn, flip, and scroll backwards from Galatians to John and start in John chapter 1 and verse 3. That's John 1 verse 3. I will give you an opportunity to find it as I remind you of this. Jesus has always existed. God the Father did not create Jesus the Son. I will say that again. God the Father did not create Jesus the Son. In fact, the person in the triune God who is the Creator, who does the creating, is this second member of the Trinity, God the Son. Listen to John 1, verse 3. All things came into being through him, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being. Him describes the pre-incarnate Son. Jesus is eternal. He has always existed. He does now exist, and he will always exist. And in his eternal existence, Jesus is God. How else could he have created? Jesus had to be God to create. Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." And that's right. God there being God the Son, the second person of the Trinity, Christ. A lot of people, and I do mean a lot of people, think Jesus began his existence as the baby born in Bethlehem. In their minds, and I am afraid to say many of these people go to church regularly, and in their minds, Jesus did not exist. And then when Mary gives birth to him, Jesus then exists for the first time. You know the Christmas carol, "O Little Town of Bethlehem"? I actually like this carol. Well, the words go like this. "O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Thee," meaning baby Jesus, "above thy deep and dreamless sleep the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. For Christ is born of Mary and gathered all above. While mortals sleep, the angels keep their watch of wondering love. O morning stars together proclaim thy holy birth." And the idea is that here Jesus begins to exist. Well, that is, of course, not true. In his humanity, yes. But in his deity, Christ has always existed. And I remind you of this to say that in his eternal existence, Jesus is God. He is the second person of the triune God. He is God the Son, totally equal to God the Father and to God the Holy Spirit. And Jesus is also God in his earthly existence. When we read Paul the Apostle say in Galatians 4, "God sent forth his Son," we must be careful that we do not read this to mean that when Jesus was sent forth from the eternal heavens, he ceased being equal with God, that he stopped being God. To show you that Jesus is always God, that Jesus maintained his deity even when he became a man, I want to stay in the Gospel of John, this time chapter 1 and verse 14. Look down to verse 14 of John's Gospel, chapter 1. John 1, verse 14 is also a Christmas text. You may well have heard this preached or taught in your church or on radio, on a podcast. And this definitely fits with the coming of Christ, born in Bethlehem. And I have a word here I want to draw out in order to explain that Jesus is God in his earthly human existence. So let me read this for us. Hear now God's word in John 1, verse 14. "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth." I love this. Let me read it again. "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory. Glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth." What a great description of Jesus this is. And you heard me read that the Word, who is Christ, is the only begotten from the Father. What interests us here is the Greek word for the English only begotten. The Greek word is monogenēs. Monogenēs can definitely be translated the only begotten or the only son, but its meaning is fascinating and, of course, instructive. This word speaks to the uniqueness of Jesus Christ. It means that Jesus is of the very same essence as God the Father. Jesus is the unique Son of the Father. And listen to this. The word means the one and only, one of a kind. Well, let that sink in wherever you are at this hour. The one and only Jesus Christ. He is one of a kind. How awesome. How true. In fact, let me reread John 1 verse 14 like this. And God the Son, Jesus, became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory, glory as of the one and only, the one of a kind, from the Father, full of grace and truth. This word, monogenēs, tells us that the man Jesus has the same essence as God the Father. There is a oneness of essence between God the Son and God the Father, and that very same essence applies to Jesus, the Son of God, in his flesh, in his humanity. In Galatians 4:4, we read, God sent forth his Son. And we must remember that Jesus is equal with God, and Jesus does not cease to be God when he is sent forth into the world. Tomorrow we are going to stay in the Gospel of John, and I'm going to show you this from a bit of a different angle. In his humanity, Jesus is still God. He is equal to God the Father. I hope you will join us again tomorrow for God Is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.